Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is Sasha of SashaTalks.com. Thank you for all of the messages that have been coming my way. Please continue to go to the website, SashaTalks.com, click on the contact page. And if you want to participate in this discussion for this evening or for the previous segments, you're welcome to share your thoughts, questions, and anything else that comes to mind. For tonight's segment and all material presented, terms of service and disclaimers do apply. Tonight, I thought it would be great to talk about a topic where we all as individuals have a very unique relationship with this thing. The topic is time. What is your relationship with time? What is time itself? Typically, when I cross paths with people and they come for intuitive readings, at least for that aspect of the service, they want to know, when will I get married? When will I have a child? When will I land that new job? When do you see me selling my house? Majority of those questions start with the word when. When will this happen? When will this go through? When will this fall apart? What do I have to look out for? Time is a thing that is constant. And in this world, majority of the world follows the Christian calendar. It's measured by minutes, seconds, days, weeks, months, years. And we live in a world that's very focused on measurable results. So we have an idea of what time is, what is a short period of time, what is a long period of time. When we're having a great moment or experience, we want everything to stop around us. It feels as things are flying by, things are happening too fast. And when you have a bad day, your experience slows you down and you feel, when will this agony pass? It could be a minute thing that makes you unhappy in a day. It will pass in a couple hours, but it might feel like a day. If you're waiting on somebody to call you back, it might feel forever. It depends on the urgency. Everybody has a different relationship with time. It's a continuous aspect of the universe. And although it helps us in the worldly aspect of the earth when we go about doing our business and we need to have an idea how to measure things, whether your children are in school, we know that after a certain period of years, they progress to the next level. For people who go to college, you know, it might be a 4-year program, it might be a 2-year program. It's measurable. If you are executive and you take up a new post, you have an idea of how long you may be working it. If you rent out a house or you have a mortgage, you have an idea of how long you'll be paying it. Those are things that help us assist in our day-to-day operations. Now, we're going to take a look at time from a spiritual perspective, because when people want to know when things are going to happen in reference to them, it's important to know that each of us will live a certain amount of years. It all comes down to how we take care of ourselves, and it's also, I guess, manifest destiny between our Creator and what we're meant to perform in this lifetime. And when our time is up, regardless of how it happens, we will eventually pass on to the next, our soul will pass on to the next step. Our lives are finite. We all have a certain timer that will go off eventually. But people have to understand that when it comes to our well-being and when will things happen, in the universe, time is dictated by events. When events are fulfilled, the next event will come into fruition. It's not exactly dictated by the time that we follow in our day-to-day lives. The time you wake up, the time you go to work will be out of work. How long will your weekend be? What time do you have to submit your report to your boss? That is man-made time. We're talking about universal time. And in the universe, everything is dictated by the events. And also at the rate of which the soul will evolve. If you are meant to learn certain lessons in your path and you keep resisting them, you keep on deferring them, I'll get to it. You're not ready to deal with the truth. You're in denial. And the more you keep on pushing things away from coming your way, you're pushing time away from you. You have to make time your ally, then treat it as an enemy. And I know it's very easy for someone to say that, then do it. because I'm joining the audience when it comes to the matters of time. We all have a different relationship at time. Some things that we are looking forward to, we could wait for it, but when bad things happen, we want to rush through time. I have people who ask me, when will he call me? When will I get married? When will this happen? When will that happen? Do you even see that happening? And this is where I have to remind people that energy is fluid. Each one of you hosts your specific, unique energy. Energy is fluid. It can shift in your favor. It could shift against your favor. But at the end of the day, most of that control resides within you. You have the free will. You control your thoughts. And sometimes when you can't control your thoughts, you have to discipline the mind. Positive results take time. Negativity attracts more negativity, which is why I tell people, if you're considering an intuitive meeting with whomever out there, don't bring your negativity into the situation, because it will block and resist the messages that are coming through. If you're impulsive, if you have a lot of negative emotions that you're holding on to, whether it's acquired over a period of time, or you just woke up and you got out of bed on the wrong side and you're going about your day, it's fine. We're human. We're going to have good days and bad days. But if you want to capitalize upon any form of reading, people have to remember, the reading is not completely dictated by the reader. You also are participating. And if you're not going to participate fairly, then you're better off not getting one, because you're going to walk away extremely unhappy. There are times people are impulsive, they come in, they have their questions, and then they walk away. But going back to emotions, emotions also dictate how well your energy will flow or whether you're going to block your energy. It's not always a third party or a person or event that will block you from moving forward. At times we get in our own way. We overanalyze things to the point where we start back at point A and we forget that we have to get out of our own head. We have to get over ourselves. We can't always have that fight with our ego. The ego has to be put in its place, or it will rule your life. And sometimes it's going to just keep you in one place in your life and keep you from moving forward. Emotions, your thoughts, and then actions. It's good to have intentions to start off a goal. But remember, intentions are one thing, but you have to give it life. Intentions are a little bit like a seed, but now you need to nurture that seed. What effort are you putting into bringing that seed to life? What actions are you taking to acquire that job? What action are you taking to attract a positive romantic or loving relationship? What are you doing to attract the job that will make you happy, that will take care of you financially, deliver emotional satisfaction, and also allow you to do the things that you love to do? When I read for people and now and then they ask me about career, I notice a lot of people are just going about doing the work that they have chosen, but they're still looking for more satisfaction. You could tap into that. No one is stopping you. And the best way to tap into that is looking within yourself. What is working for you? What isn't working for you? And instead of thinking about, when will I have this job, ask, what can you do to make your job better at the moment? And how will you progress to the next point? Sometimes people forget that they're so obsessed with the idea of time, when will something happen, they don't really take interest in knowing how will it happen. If you know what's working in your favor and what are some obstacles that you could overcome or avoid, sometimes you have to go through obstacles because it dictates the path that we're supposed to be on. Remember, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and in the process we're going to have people, events, and just our environment testing us, serving as sandpaper, trying to refine our soul. And sometimes sandpaper is really rough and we have to go through it, and it's going to refine us like a diamond. Now going back to, when will things happen? as your soul evolves through different situations, and it works up the ranks of acquiring wisdom and tolerance, you will realize that there'll be moments in your life where you are spending more time alone. Not necessarily lonely, alone, more by yourself. You're looking within yourself. And if you're not looking within yourself and you're alone, sometimes those phases of our lives get extended because there are some life lessons that we learn by spending time on our own, engaging with our environment, whether the lesson has to do with trusting ourselves. There are people who trust others more than they trust themselves, and we need to work on that relationship. Because in Sasha Talks, we cover many different topics from self-development and relationships, how to take care of yourself, your environment, your health. And it's a very broad realm. But we also like to focus on the relationship that we're building with ourselves. Do you trust your judgment? Or do you constantly need someone else to kind of nudge you into guiding you along the way? Do you have faith in the universe? And when I use the word faith, I'm not referring to any religion or any type of man-made belief system. I'm just referring to, do you believe in yourself? Do you believe that whatever thoughts you come up with, the positive ones, things that you want to bring into fruition, do you have it in you to make it happen? Sometimes people have the best ideas out there. I meet a lot of people with talent, a lot of people with potential, but what keeps them from reaching their goal in the physical reality is they don't believe in themselves. And that's one thing that I feel we all have to work on constantly. You need to have faith in yourself, your self-esteem, because people could give you all of the resources in the world to create some of the best inventions out there that could help humanity. But if you don't believe in it, you're starting to create these energetic blocks that will keep you from reaching your goal. It could be in your relationship, in your career, in your financial health. And then there are other lessons where we are put into the path of other people and they're put into our path. Sometimes we mindfully make a decision and we welcome people in our path, whether it's a relationship through work, love, family, friends. Some things we pick, other things are just bestowed towards us. We're born into the world and we don't get to pick our family. And we learn lessons through that. We learn lessons through conflict. We learn lessons by extending ourselves, helping other people. There'll be people along your path that will teach you things, and then we're going to end up teaching them things. Not every person who will come into our path will be there forever. Some people come in to teach us, and then life takes them away. It's okay. And then there are times when we have people in our path in terms of relationships, and we have to learn the difference between giving up and having had enough. Giving up a little bit as, you know, there's more room to work on the relationship, but this is it. There's nothing wrong with it for walk away. And then there's another lesson that we learn with relationships. When we've had enough, we've reached our threshold, and then we're looking at reality for what it is, that some people will not change. What you see is what you get. What you put up with is what you're going to end up with. And we can control other people. Again, we're talking about the broader concept of time, and I'm breaking it down into some of the examples that dictate how smoothly events pan out. And then when events are just being held up, because if it involves more than one person, you could control yourself, you can't control the other party. Some events will come and manifest beautifully. Some events will be delayed by a lot, according to our man-made expectations. And then there are some events that, due to free will, and if there's a lot of negativity and it's not in the best of your higher good, the universe will negate it and say, this is not happening at all. Sorry. We could have all the spiritual tantrums we want when we want something to come through. But in hindsight, I know even from my own life experiences, when I wanted something or I thought a relationship would come to fruition, And I look back even decades and more later and I say, thank God it didn't happen. Sometimes we think we know what we want, but it's not necessarily what you need. And when we're going through this struggle of waiting for something to come through, that's when our soul is learning how to, we need to discipline the soul. It can't always remain in the incubation stage. The soul has to actively engage in the environment. And also, in order to have a better relationship with the concept of time, when events come to pass in the universe, that's when things start progressing fast. And I will say from experience and observation with some of my clients, the ones that have a really good, I would say, success rate with manifestations, they're very realistic. They're very open. They're open to the new things. They're not holding on to a very strict regimen, belief system that my way or the highway. They're open to getting the best job offer out there. They're open to the best person that deserves them in a loving relationship. They're open to different opportunities. Sometimes people narrow down what they want to the degree that they're not leaving room for positive, good surprises from the universe. Even as I experiment now and then, I make a list of things that I would like to manifest. And I will admit that if you have a realistic, open-minded outlook, every time when those things manifested, they ended up being better than what I had asked the universe to deliver. So leave room for flexibility. What if what you're asking for isn't going to help your potential? If you could have a job that pays, let's say, six figures, and you're just aiming for 75 grand, the universe just might give you 75 grand when you have the ability of attracting a lot more money. This is just a sheer example. But now and then, when people job hunt, for example, and I have people who come to me for those things, and they have an idea what they want. But sometimes I notice that they sell themselves so short because they're only thinking about today, their immediate needs. If they broaden their horizons, the events would happen much faster and they would have better results. That's just an example. Now, what happens when you're in a relationship and you want the relationship to progress faster? We're talking in terms of the reality that we live in. And let's say the female has a goal that I'll date the guy for a year, and then we're going to decide whether it's going to be a go or no go, because I don't have all the time in the world. I want to get married, I want to have children. And when is the right time to bring it up to her partner? There's no right or wrong time. I think we as adults find the right moment, and it doesn't have to be months down the road or a year down the road, to let your partner know what your realistic expectations are. Don't depend on your partner to read your mind. Sometimes when people are in relationships, they have these mental contracts that you expect the other person to react a certain way, behave a certain way towards you, and then you get aggravated because they don't. When we don't take accountability of our decisions and our desires, don't blame the delay of things and the delay of events in your path on the other person. That could also happen in a work environment. If you have a work expectation that you're going to work your role for a year and then you desire to have a new role or graduate to a promotion, let your boss know that in some shape or form. Don't leave it till the end and then you find out that there is no promotion coming. There is no raise coming because maybe the condition surrounding your work environment, they're in a tight spot and they can't spare any money or any more work because if they give you more work, they know that you're going to ask for more money. So these are these mental cracks, and sometimes we all have them, but we need to learn how to communicate our needs better. That helps you evolve, and it also helps the events that you want to achieve. And when those events happen, time also works in your favor. you can't just assume that people will know. Now and then I have clients that come in and they'll pose a question and they will not speak in complete sentences, and I have to nudge them and push them and say, please state what you exactly want. If you don't ask, we shall not receive. If you don't make it very specific to the universe that you're looking for an opportunity that will grant you abundance, or you're seeking a romantic relationship where there's mutual harmony, self-respect, love, emotional security, then you might get part of it, but not all of it. And then we fall into a pattern where we keep on attracting similar things, but we don't break out of that pattern. So that's where time, at times, forces us to look within us and fix those little tweak up our decision-making skills so we're communicating with our environment better. And when we communicate better with our environment, it will react to us in a more smoother, more efficient manner. And don't be surprised if you end up getting better results, better people in your path. You're attracting positivity. When you don't make up your mind what you want or who you want or how you want to go about something, you're creating a funnel where all types of stuff is going to seep through in. Once you are more clear-headed and there's clarity to what you want and what you don't want, focus on what you want, and slowly you will start attracting those positive things in your path. It's not a cliche. There are so many books out there. There are so many authors. There are many professionals out there who talk about this. Part of it flirts with the idea of law of attraction. But at the same time, it also helps you build a positive relationship with time, the time that we work with in man-made time, day to day, week by week, month by month. There are just some things in life that we cannot put a deadline on. Now and then, every year, there's a certain time of the year I notice that females come to me, and as they're approaching 40, there's a minor panic that runs through them. Will I get married? When will I get married? If I don't get married, they're already open to settling for a child. And nobody has to settle for a child or one thing over another. What if you could have all of it? Maybe it didn't happen all by 40 for a reason. Think of all of the other things that you have acquired and achieved in place of being married at a particular age. And usually this panic, it doesn't stand for everyone out there, because that would be a generalization, but when females notice that their friends are getting married, or some of their friends in their age group are already mothers to 2-3 children, it's normal to start asking yourself those questions that, if I want this too, did I miss the boat? I don't really believe that people miss the boat. I believe that there's always a divine reason for why things pan out the way they do. I also know that sometimes when people make decisions based off time, that, oh, I have to be married by 30 because my girlfriend's got married by 30 and I'm afraid that I might not find someone by 40. 40 is the new 30. People live longer lives. We also have more opportunities to achieve things. But if you make a decision based off other people's life decisions, I will forewarn you, you're already walking down a treacherous path. Among that population that I have worked with and study and interact with, a good portion of them are divorced. And the ones that are divorced, I noticed that either they made a premature decision and then they evolved while going through that event, or they did it out of panic because they thought time was going to run out. The only way time could really be an enemy is if we allow time to dictate everything that we want to do. Now, don't get me wrong. We do need to have some guidelines in our day-to-day life to go about so we know we're disciplined. There's a time when we wake up. There's a time that we set aside for family, for work, for our social life. There's a way of being organized. But when it comes to our spiritual needs, we cannot constantly treat our spiritual evolution, our soul's journey, the same way we treat business. Everything has to be measured. How do we measure the success of our soul's evolution? By the events that come to pass, we get to learn and understand the achievements that we've made. What is making you happy? What is standing in your way? We can't control things around us, unfortunately. We're talking about the practical realm. Not people use prayer, people could meditate, people could use many other forms in order to think that they could control things. But I promise you, the moment you start manipulating other people's free will, it will backfire, and when it will come bite you in the butt. So send out positivity to the universe, and it will come back tenfold or more later in time. When we send out the negativity, you're only creating this ball of angry energy that's just going to be passed on from one person to another, and eventually it's going to end up back in your lap, and it's going to backfire. Imagine you send out all the negativity, yet you want the best relationship out there. When you get that best relationship, you never know, karma's going to come find you. Karma knows where we all live. Karma knows what we're doing. It's just a matter of in what shape or form will karma come. So be mindful of your actions. Send positivity. Show gratitude. Pay it forward. I also feel people show gratitude and they interact with society by paying it forward. Their relationship with time also improves. They understand that life is more about doing than waiting. When people start waiting for things that are beyond their control, it slows down their energy. It freezes stuff. Life is going to keep on going. Time is going to continue ticking. Even on our bad day, if something happens to us, time technically doesn't care. It's going to keep on moving along in this field of space. It's continuous. And we have the blessing of enjoying time. We have to do the best to make the most of it. And this is where I would leave people to question their relationship with time. Dancing with time is tricky. Sometimes time dictates our decisions, and other times people try to defer things and hope that they could bide more time. It's always a love-hate relationship, or it's more like a seesaw. And when people come to me, talk to me in when will this happen or when will that happen, I'm not the devil, but I'm not the angel either, but I have to offer people a reality check to what degree we could make the most of time. And I feel a third of the time when people have those conversations with me, they don't realize that we are getting in our own way. We are delaying things. And sometimes we delay things because we don't want to hear the truth. And a lot of people fear the word truth because when they hear it, they say, negative connotation. I don't want to know what she has to say. Truth is not a bad thing. It's not always going to make our day. But if you know the truth, I assure you that you're going to walk down your path much faster and acquire what you're looking for. When we're in denial, you're delaying time. If you're waiting on somebody, their life is going to go on. And they will probably move on even without you if you don't keep up with time. Time is like a bandwagon. It's not a competition. We all grow at a specific rate. Our soul evolves. And we have to do on our time, when people say, oh, divine timing, or when the stars are aligned, and nobody wants to hear when a woman says, when will I get married? I completely understand that frustration. But if two people are on two different spiritual journeys and one is more evolved, chances are both of them have to continue doing what they're doing. And when the divine timing is right, they will cross paths. If you force people to be in your path and they're not ready, you're going to face a lot of hardship and obstacles together. So remember, be careful what you wish for. You might get what you want, but it might not be the thing that you need. And it may not be for the higher good. But maybe it came in your path, so you learn to make better decisions down the road. And we're all in it together. We're learning life lessons. There's no right or wrong. But I will leave you with this. Make the most of your time. Who knows? We have today. Make the most of it. Show gratitude. Pay it forward. And until next time, I wish all of you a blessed week. Thank you for tuning in. Continue writing at sashatalks.com. Click on the contact page, and hopefully you and I will be able to cross paths. Until next time, be good, be safe, be blessed. God bless.